All right, so we're going to start adding some of these segments to the ends of the podcast where we're just hanging out and we just kind of we have conversations about stories, and I always say we need to start like recording these. So
now we are.
Yeah, so aren't now they're lucky on my phone. I'm not hooking up all the equipment and all that fun stuff. You get that for the podcast itself, but this is just fun stuff. So anyway, Amy has a really crappy story to tell us about.
Yeah, very. All right, so there's a guy in Florida, so of course we're going to start with Florida Man.
Of course this happens in Florida.
Of course it did. Didn't happen anywhere else. There's Dunkin' Donuts restaurants. I'm sorry, Dunkin'. For those of you who don't live in
the
U.S.
It's Dunkin' Donuts. I don't care. It's always going to be called Dunkin' Donuts. I don't care.
For those of you that don't live in the U.S., it's Dunkin' Donuts, and it's... Well, they have
crappy, I know, okay.
They have crappy donuts.
I was about to say, I know the donuts aren't great, but still, it's just like one of those things, like, it's called Dunkin' Donuts. Yes. It's just one of those things.
They dropped the donuts part, I guess, because they were too cool for school recently, but yeah, anyway. So,
and I was going to say it's still Star Lake, but that only, well, it actually is again, and that would only relate to people who are in Pittsburgh.
Still
I really
Star
hate
Star Lake? What?
I hate when concert venues change their damn names and... And actually, like, they like try to call it like different things, like,
oh,
insurance,
you mean
company.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, L, M, N, O, P, Paints Arena?
Yeah, that one specifically really blows my mind.
I never remember what that name is. All I know is it's Paints Arena. I don't remember what the
I don't know.
The
I think it's like PG or PGP or something like that. PBC Pipes Arena.
Yeah, PBC Pipes Arena. Okay,
go Penguins. Anyway, let's go.
So, anyways. So this dude in Orlando, he goes into Dunkin' Donuts and he's doing his deal, and he uses the bathroom like so many people would after you eat at Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, boy.
And I guess apparently while he was in there flushing and whatnot, the toilet completely, like, exploded. So I get it. Like, you know, you've got other people's yuck on you, potentially your own yuck. You know, store toilets are not necessarily the cleanest vessels ever.
No.
It's kind of nasty. I get that. However, he is suing the store for $50,000.
$50,000.
He is claiming irreparable mental and emotional damage and distress. And that he was humiliated because he was dirty and he got poop all over him. And so, but my thing is this. I understand that if you're in the bathroom and you flush the toilet and the toilet implodes and yuck gets all over you, it is very disgusting. It's vile. It's gross. Oh, yeah. It is not a good thing.
No.
And yes, the store should make sure that they're, you know, cleaning their toilets properly. And hopefully it's not because somebody's child decided to go down there and shove their sandwich down the hole because they didn't want to eat it.
Yeah.
And that's very possible. But I think we're getting a little, it's a little excessive. So, because the whole argument is he's claiming that, you know, well, he cannot recover from the horror of all of this. Is the $50,000 really going to make that better? Especially
no.
If you think about the fact that the government's going to take a chunk of that. Your lawyers are probably going to take some of that. So after that, what do you have? You have poop on your face, on your person, and not $50,000.
I don't see. It's weird because on the one hand, it is embarrassing. It is.
It's very embarrassing.
It's still one of those things where
it is mortifying.
It is one of those things that you start to think about that. Like, ugh. I can understand how it could be, you know, in a way mentally unhealthy,
yes,
because, you know, you start getting concerned every time you go into a store, it's going to be like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'm the first person to tell you that I've had enough random stuff that I've come across in public restrooms that I honestly hate to use them.
Dude, I still got to talk you into going to the church restrooms, and I'm like, dude, no, seriously, they're not like gas station
seriously
restrooms. They're actually immaculate.
I have a irrational fear / hatred of public restrooms. Like, really, it is just, it's bad. I mean, I'm not saying I don't ever use them. If I have to go, I go. But, like, my body is such that it will prevent me from having to go to the bathroom in a lot of instances.
Not me,
and
dude.
I think
it's
because
go,
of the mental thing that I have about them.
Dude, if I gotta go, I gotta go. But I mean,
although I am glad to know that our church bathroom is clean, because I've been in some rank church bathrooms.
It's amazing.
Before.
It is. It's immaculate. It's yes. If cleanliness is next to godliness, then it's these are godly bathrooms. That's all they gotta say.
Hey, if you can have a male
dude,
godly bathroom.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
That is a freaking Jesus miracle right there.
The men's bathroom is sparkly clean. Honestly, if you need any more incentive to actually use the women's, because here's the thing, women's bathrooms in most places are generally better than most, like the bathrooms in many places.
Sometimes.
But if I can tell, yes, sometimes. But honestly, here's how you know if you're going to get a good women's bathroom. If a man can go to the men's bathroom and report to you that it's clean, then you know that, like, you could probably, like, squeak your shoes on the floor in a women's bathroom.
Yeah, because while you know that sometimes women's bathrooms are a little bit better, the fact is most men's bathrooms
smell awful.
Pee.
They smell awful.
They really smell like pee because y'all...
Dude, honestly, there are a bunch of fucking fifth graders. Like, I don't know.
I don't know what you guys are doing. Are you trying to play who can hit the urinal cake first?
I don't know.
I mean, like,
I'll be honest. I end up using the stall most of the time. Not all the time. Honestly, when I know they're clean like that, I can use the urinals and stuff just because I know it's a little cleaner. But honestly, in most bathrooms, I always go for the stall first just because even if I have to do that standing up, I actually trust being standing up in a stall more than I do on a urinal. Like,
I think it would be weird.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a little too up close and personal with the dude next to you. Like,
that's the weird part to me. Like,
to me,
hey,
the
bud.
Idea of-
so how about the Steelers, man? They really sucked this year, huh?
Yeah. The idea of standing there with your thing in your hand, trying to aim it.
Yeah.
And pee.
Hey, that's a great concert, wasn't it?
And there's a dude standing next to you, but yeah, what's up?
Yeah, man. I really like Start Me Up, man. It's really my favorite Stones song, man. It's just that, yeah, Sticky Fingers is such a great album. Just imagine having a conversation about the Sticky Fingers album while you're in a bathroom. So anyway, I want to get back to the story.
So back to Poopy Man.
Yeah, back to Poop Man.
So what do you? Sounds like some weird jacked up superhero.
Yeah, I know. It kind of reminds me of when Howard Stern did the whole fart man thing at the MTV Video Music Awards. I feel like this podcast is just filled with random nostalgia references because I get contacted all the time. By the way, shout out to Mr. Danny Romero who said about our last episode. Yeah, I remember Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
And once I played it for her, she finally remembered what it was. But anyway, yeah, Fart Man. It happened on the MTV Video Music Awards.
I don't know if I know that was later used
in the other show, which was Celebrity Deathmatch. Welcome to the ADD podcast of Brandon and Amy.
I've never seen either one of those things.
Oh, dude, Celebrity Deathmatch. You don't. Okay. Please, audience, once again, I knew this. You know Celebrity Deathmatch, right? Like, it was basically, okay.
Clearly, I lived a sheltered, broken life in the 90s.
Okay, so now I gotta explain this because this is another nostalgia reference. Celebrity Deathmatch was when you basically, it was claymation, but it was basically,
what?
Yeah.
It was claymation?
Yeah, it's like animation, basically.
I know what claymation is, but
so,
why?
Okay. It's a parody of basically wrestling and a lot of this like celebrity pop culture stuff, basically. Because pro wrestling was so popular in the 90s. So basically, and there's a lot of feuds in the 90s with all these like artists and things like that. You know, eventually I'm going to actually get back to the real point of why we started this in the first place. But
you mean Poop Man?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
But I have to finish this first. Okay. So.
All right, go on. All right, we're just ADD and it's Friday.
Yes, it's Friday. We're just happy to be off work. It's been a long week. We'll talk about that in the real podcast episode. This is actually the prelude. This is either the post or prelude. I don't know where I'm putting this yet. I have no idea. Anyway, Celebrity Deathmatch. So it's basically like all celebrities arguing. Like I remember like Howard Stern versus Kathy Lee Gifford, for example. It would just be like that, and there'd be like these actors who would basically like act like those two, and it was a really fun show because it was basically like, you know, kind of like
Mad TV meets claymation.
Yes, it's like Mad TV meets pro wrestling, basically. like comedy wise. Yes, exactly. Like, it was like based on real celebrity feuds, basically.
Okay.
So yeah, but you know, because but basically, it's all goes like Fart Man, who is basically Howard Stern's character on the MTV Musical. Wow. But anyway,
okay.
But going back to Poop Man, so this is the whole topic. But hey, as per usual with the Brandon and Amy show, it goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. I get it though. And as far as like, it's damaging and it sucks.
Yes.
If I'm the store, I think that's at least worth $100 gift card.
I agree.
Like $100 gift card. Okay. Come here. Have, you know, free donuts on us, free coffee, whatever you want. I think at the very least $100 gift card is not asking too much.
I agree. Or heck, even free donuts for life would even be okay.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, hey, you can come in here whenever you want. And yeah, you just have
free
your
donuts or free coffee.
Or even a free coffee, like something like that. Like, you know, we want to make this right. And honestly, I don't know if that's why he's doing this, to see if he can get like a, because it almost, this has lawyers written all over it. Like, really, what happened here, because just based on the language you're telling me, what happened here is he got a lawyer real fast afterwards. And the lawyer was basically kind of like, well, we could get this and this and this, and we could tell them that this is irreparable damage, because it honestly just seems to me like it's just got lawyer fingers written all you know, well, kind of all over this.
And I will say, having grown up, and I can say this because I grew up in South Florida, and I remember watching TV all the time, and the thing that you saw in the daytime TV thing while you were homesick from school watching Bob Barker and Press Your Luck was that, and if you don't understand, if any of you don't know those are game shows. And the thing that you did when in the 80s and 90s when you were homesick is you watched those because they were on in the mid-morning / early afternoon.
By the way, shout out to Pluto TV's Price is Right with Bob Barker channel. Holla!
Yeah, R.I.P. Bob Barker, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did lose him.
Because he died this year, last year.
Oh, that's right. The price is wrong, bitch.
Dude.
Anyway.
So.
Happy Gilmore, come on!
I know. That was hilarious. I forgot about that he was on that movie.
Yeah, dude.
yes. So anyways, so it was like, okay. So, but you saw a lot of personal injury attorney, aka ambulance.
Florida is the capital of
ambulance
that.
Chasers.
Yes.
And it was like a common thing. It was totally, I swear Florida is the I sue state. Like, fall down in Winn-Dixie, you slip and fall. Oh, better go sue. Oh, I sprained my ankle in the parking lot. Oh, I'm going to go sue. And this is what this feels like to me for some
Dude,
reason.
Dude, if if Judge Judy was not based in Florida.
Is Jordy LaForge going to like get it be a judge?
Dude, we need a new judge. No, you know what we need? We need a very like tall, like just no nonsense black guy with dreadlocks, right? Who's kind of like has that Judge Judy attitude. And it needs to be all like cases in Florida, like even if it's like petty claims court, I don't even care, like just whatever. But it needs to take place in Florida. It's preferably somewhere near Miami or Tampa, somewhere around there, or even Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville's really the most redneckish part of Florida.
Yeah, but Boca Raton, West Palm Beach, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I know. Yeah, that is
especially
a good area.
Boca. You have all the old, snubby, like Yankee people that decided to relocate from like New York area. No offense to anybody in New York, by the way. Unless you're 88 and you moved to South Florida, sorry. Oh,
so I don't care about politics, but this actually reminded me of something that I saw this week, and it was the most hilarious thing I saw all week. Sean Hannity relocates to the free state of Florida.
What?
People have lost their minds. I am so happy I don't read the news and I'm not on Facebook. The only reason I even know about this is because of a radio website.
Florida is free on what planet?
Exactly. Exactly.
Heck, my friends that live there, a lot of them are thinking about whether or not they still want to.
You know what? So tell me how free Florida is in July when you got to run the AC all the time, or when you step out into the sunlight at 6 a.m. Tell me how free Florida is when you got to get a flight out of Florida in mid-July when it's like you're walking outside and literally like 5 seconds later, you're going to incinerate.
Yeah, basically. Talk to me when you walk out of that nice air-conditioned store or hotel room if you're visiting. And you got to walk maybe, say, 3 minutes, maybe even 2 minutes to get to your car. And you have sweated off about 20 pounds of your body weight because the humidity is like 90% and it's disgusting.
Yeah. But no, you know, this has to actually be its own episode now. And you already know what the title has to be, right? You already know what the title's going to be, right?
What?
Poop Man! It's got to be the title. That's the title for this one. Poop Man.
We need like diarrhea soundtracks.
I know. Well, I know the person to ask for. Yes. But anyway, this is sort of a bonus because, like I said, you're going to occasionally get like little bonuses when we come up with stories. Like when she reads stories, I read stories on social media. We'll just occasionally throw some like random little things up there.
Yeah, too. It shouldn't have shocked me that this happened in Florida.
Not at all.
I mean, unfortunately, Florida has become a parody of itself. I mean, yeah. Florida Man is just the stuff that happens in Florida. Dude, just kills me.
It's honestly, and I know I have a few radio people listening to this podcast, it's show prep. It is show prep gold. It's literally like you never
shit prep.
Well, it is. in this case, it is. But there is a show prep site called Sheet Happens. But anyway,
really?
Yes, there's because radio consultants are like really cheesy and corny and don't really have a lot of good ideas. But basically, it's perfect show prep. If you don't have, if you're a young radio guy and you've always wanted to be in radio and you're really struggling for content, just look up Florida stories and Florida Man and just type in a date, any date of the year, and you will be so happy.
When we were,
you will feel so much better about your life.
When the Brandon and Amy show was on the Seagull, back our sort of flagship.
Back a long time ago. Like 2 years ago.
Yeah. We used to have a segment that would pop up occasionally called the Florida Files. Because I always found some weird random crap always happening in Florida.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, why don't y'all kind of take it easy out there? I don't know. It just reminds me.
Go have some donuts, but don't go to Dunkin' because their donuts aren't as good as they used to.
They don't make them in the store anymore. This is a callback because literally, this is only for the super fans of our show, and you'll know if you've listened to this older episode. So what this guy really has to do is go find the dude with the pet gator and have him go down there, and then be able to go in there and hold him accountable. get the guy with the pet gator on the leash. You just gotta go find that guy.
About that guy. Ooh, you're digging into the archives.
That's
there.
Right. We're going old school, Brandon and Amy show now. We're going old school, Brandon and Amy show now.
Yes, indeed. Wow. Dusted off the fossils.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Anyway, have a good one.